Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
City Council rejects all bids for animal control facility expansion project. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Plans to expand the city's animal control building are on hold after the Gillette City Council unanimously rejected all contractor bids during its Tuesday night meeting. The proposed project aimed to add a 1,000-square-foot addition to the facility's north side, including space for animal storage, quarantine, and a veterinarian operating room with a $250,000 budget. However, none of the four bids met the target. The lowest came in at nearly $386,000 from S&S Builders, with the highest topping $450,000 from Ladke Construction. City officials say they'll now work with A-Rate Design Group, an architecture firm based in Sheridan, to explore ways to cut costs. The project will be rebid at a future yet-to-be-announced date. For now, the animal control facility's expansion remains on pause as the city looks for a more budget-friendly solution. Federal judge tosses voter ID lawsuit backing Gray and Bear on election integrity. A federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit challenging Wyoming's new voter registration law, handing a major win to Secretary of State Chuck Gray and State Representative John Bear of Gillette, the bill's sponsor. According to Cowboy State Daily, U.S. District Court Judge Scott Skovdahl ruled Tuesday that the Equality State Policy Center lacked standing to challenge House Bill 156, which requires proof of U.S. citizenship and Wyoming residency to register to vote. Gray celebrated the ruling, calling it a huge win for the people of Wyoming, and said the lawsuit was a politically motivated attempt by the radical left to weaken election integrity measures. Representative John Bear echoed the sentiment, calling the case frivolous and thanking Skovdahl for what he called a common sense decision. Bear said, "No matter how hard the left tries, hypothetical, aggrieved mystery plaintiffs do not have standing in American courts." Judge Skovdahl wrote that the plaintiff organization offered broad allegations without factual backing and failed to show any actual or imminent harm to identifiable individuals. Though the case was dismissed without prejudice, meaning it could be refiled, the ruling firmly upholds the new voter ID law, which Gray says was a top priority for his office and for President Donald Trump. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.